This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set?
Cocked?
Locked? Hour number two, USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, you were talking about the bottom 93%. I want to make sure it's absolutely clear that when you and I mention the bottom 93%, that no one mistakes what we're saying, that we're talking down to anyone. We are not talking down to the bottom 93% because we are the bottom 93%. Rich Eben is part of the bottom 93%, and so am I. And so is everyone else who is an instructor here at USA Prepares. Those who are successful are still part of the bottom 93%. We don't own multiple jets. We don't own multiple homes all over the world. We don't have servants. We are all hardworking people, all of us. And whether we are retired or not, we're still hardworking. And I just wanted to make sure that it was not misunderstood that we're not talking down to the bottom 93%, because we are the bottom 93%. Any disagreement, Rich?
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, that's one of the reasons that sometimes when you do a lot of radio shows or talks and things like that, you kind of take semantic shortcuts. And that's one of the reasons I always say I'm sticking up for the little guy, the bottom 93%, the socioeconomical depressed. I don't care what skin pigmentation, what gender you are, what sexual orientation, religion, ideology, philosophy, generation. See, the powers that be are doing everything to distract, dumb down, and divide us and get us at each other's throat. The powers that be need chaos and infighting in order to not just have a divide and conquer strategy, but to lower the bars of standards and expectations, which eliminates the ability for the bottom 93% to control their own destiny. And that's why you hear me talking about practice what you preach laws and things of that nature. It's not, we're getting too caught up on what we think is ideology. And it's not. That's what the powers that be are manufacturing. Ideology is maybe 5 to 10% of it. The rest of it is the aristocracy versus the serfs. Don't get stuck on this left-right paradigm, because it's absolutely manufactured. It's false. It's phony. In fact, Vince, can I have the air for about a minute and a half and just address what I just said?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Now, we hear the term liberal versus conservative, and I'll, Democrat, Republican, is maybe a 5% difference. As far as liberal versus conservative, I'll buy into that a little more. But think about some of the things that people have been, that the so-called left, what's the left, liberal, Democrat. I think most of us who listen to this show realize that this has been hijacked by the globalists, okay? You have to ask yourself some of the things that they're doing. Is it liberal to call people Nazis, sexual violent rapists, and eliminate the right to think, speak, and communicate? Is it liberal to censor books, websites, and words? Is it liberal to have science be bought and paid for and gag orders implemented to scientists and global warming proponents, or opponents? And that's one of the reasons why I think people are waking up to the fact that we are being geoengineered with hundreds of patents that controls weather. go to Dane Wigginton's website, geoengineeringwatch.org, and you'll find out that global warming is a hoax and it is manufactured. Is it liberal to have 90% of Monsanto shareholders vote to not disclose GMO ingredients? Another great reason to live off-grid. Is it liberal? A Democrat congressman saying to Kellyanne Conway that she looks familiar being on her knees when she was sitting on the sofa in the Oval Office. Is it liberal that Joy Behar calling Bill Clinton's rape victims tramps? Is it liberal to change the definition of fascism post-2009? Is it liberal to normalize pedophilia? Even the New York Times was on record saying that it's not a crime, and they were defending NAMBLA, and I believe that acronym stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association. I'm not making this up. Is it liberal to change the definition of marriage, same-sex, marrying children, marrying pets, marrying farm animals, trees, computers, and other inanimate objects? This is all happening in America. Is it liberal to eliminate the Bill of Rights and Constitution under the guise of globalism? Is it liberal that a New York assemblyman unveils a bill to suppress non-government-approved free speech? Is it liberal to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job based on what group you're in? In other words, degrading minorities by saying you can't compete or your work is suboptimal. Is it liberal to destroy America by rewarding mediocrity? Is it liberal to allow the wealthy to buy sedition, treason, espionage via NGOs and MSM and the court system? Is it liberal for the central banks to print money and give 95% of it to the top 7%? Is it liberal to bail out the too big to fail and too big to jail at the expense of the bottom 93%? Is it liberal to manipulate and make it short precious metals? Is it liberal to force-feed Marx, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven and the Communist Manifesto down Americans' throat? Is it liberal to teach young kids as young as 5 and 6 in public schools to give BJs and gender identity to little kids in public schools that young? Is it liberal to divide the American people by race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, etc.? Folks, this is not a left-right paradigm. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. It's the people at the top who want to control the masses. They use the mainstream media to control the memes, the themes, the talking points, and the narratives. And that's why it is, the mainstream media had this let's kill the cops thing, okay? And certain people on the so-called left came out as proponents of this. I promise you, the cops, there are some bad cops, but there's bad everybody. I'm at the top of the list as far as being an imperfect sinner. Trust me, we all are. But I'll tell you, when you look at the lawyers, the judges, and bankers, they have created a million times more damage for their own greed and their addiction to power, money, and control because they are puppets of the elitists. 8 people in the world have a higher net worth than half of the globe combined. Remember, follow the money. It's the same thing with follow the narrative. Follow the theme, the talking points, and control the microphone. And this is why we need public forums for the people, for the bottom 93%. And this show is one of them. But there's not a lot of them. But people are waking up. And this is why I say read, research, and share information using objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinions. We all need to participate however we can. You don't have to write a book or go on a radio show or give talks. There's many different ways to do it. You could take the bull by the horns and take what we were discussing earlier, especially if you're a young person. Get out of urban, suburban America. Decentralize. Get your buddies together. Create an off-grid farm. Start controlling your own destiny. I mean, you were mentioning in the beginning of the show about your health, Vince. You know, and I talked about briefly about the soil content being so overused and hardly any nutrition left in our soil. You know, how many people talk about gluten intolerance? There's hundreds of geoengineered proteins out there, okay? It's done to increase the shelf life after the grain is cut on the ground and shelf life in the store. It's all meant for profit. It's all, and our bodies can't process this stuff because it's been so geoengineered. Okay, the immune system, for those of you who take pharmaceutical drugs, the immune system deals with six main factors: inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumors. If you're taking pharmaceutical drugs for these, you're taking poison. Okay? Now, there's some benefits for acute care, but for chronic care, it does a lot of harm. And if you could grow your own produce, eat meat without steroids, hormones, and antibiotics, that's non-GMO, that's lean with less low cholesterol, you can do so many benefits for the homeostasis of your body. But think about what I mentioned regarding the number one growth industry, leisure and hospitality. As we enter a new era of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, your destiny will be spoken for. If you can start thinking outside the box and having communication instead of having your head down and your thumbs moving all the time on some type of electronic device where the powers that be know your every move. Remember, smart means spy. Okay? You can control your own destiny a little more and be a little more human. But the benefit is the information that you could teach, share with others. And that's where that's more important than probably anything. But remember, we're all imperfect sinners, and we all have learning curves. So we need to stand for principle. And that's the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Truth. And if they do it, you do it. I don't care what gender, what skin pigmentation, what sexual orientation. We need to stand for principle. And if we stood for principle, more and more people would wake up, and these hijacked, politically correct buzzwords would be eliminated in our semantic dictionary controlled by the elite. Vince?
You know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about exactly what you said, follow the money. And let me just read an article, Class. Radio host Patrick Kiley gets 20 years in Ponzi scheme. StarTribune.com. Judge describes Patrick Kiley as a voice that lured hundreds of ordinary folks into $194 million nationwide scheme. Goes on to say, a small-time Minneapolis salesman found his niche on the radio, peddling investments in foreign currencies, was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his role in a $194 million Ponzi scheme that built more than 700 investors nationwide. Tell you a little bit more about it when we come back. We're talking about...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So class, we're talking about follow the money. Patrick Kiley, I'm continuing to read this article on StarTribune.com. So Patrick Kiley, 75, had attracted 70% of the investors through his former radio program called Follow the Money, which was broadcast on a Christian shortwave radio network. He bought time on about 200 radio stations at its peak, and he appealed to listeners with a pitch that fomented distrust of the U.S. government and fanned fears about a cratering stock market. So he was sentenced to prison. And so what we've tried to do here at USA Prepares is kind of teach you that just because you read about it, just because you hear about it on the radio, doesn't mean it's absolutely positively true. So, you know, we're talking about follow the money, and that's what you need to do in everything when it comes to spending your money and investing your money. And let's talk about Ponzi schemes. You know, we know about Bernie Madoff, but what about the Ponzi scheme called Social Security? What about the Ponzi schemes called pension plans? What about the Ponzi scheme called fractional banking, where new debt is required to keep the system afloat? We are surrounded by Ponzi schemes. Rich, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. We have over $1 million in credit cards, school loan, and automobile debt. And that's one of the reasons why I talk about here and there about the flattening of the yield curve, because the yield curve could actually invert, where the long-term interest rates or bonds would be a lower price than the short term, because everybody knows this, when you borrow money short term, that should be a lot less. You pay back a lot less, a lot less long term than short term. Okay, so the point is that nothing's really adding up. You look at today's, and that's why I talk about bonds and treasury bonds and interest rates, because treasuries, they have an inverse proportion between the value and the yield of the bond, but they have a direct proportion between the bond itself. And, well, let me give some examples, okay? Because I can see I can make this too confusing. American corporations are literally leveraged to the hilt, okay? We have the highest level of U.S. GDP since the last great recession, 2008, the last collapse. 2 years, corporations issued $1 trillion in new debt, okay? Not for expansion, not for new products or services or people or employees. Basically, to boost earnings per share, when the new debt goes to share buybacks, which is buying back your own debt, dividends, and executives' cash, like stock options. So the zero interest rate policy, which now we can't leave, because if we raise interest rates, everything could collapse. Everything. So as investors chase yields, especially pension funds, and they're taking higher risks by owning corporate bonds over U.S. treasuries, the high-yield junk bonds, okay, won't be able to pay back investors. In fact, it's going to be a major default. And the margin debt is an all-time high, which basically forced sales of assets or collateral, or however you want to call it, will trigger a huge collapse. So we're in a situation that it is a Ponzi scheme, from pensions to valuations. I mean, you got to ask yourself, what do a lot of these terms mean anymore? Where, you know, solvency, PE ratios, it's all very surreal. So what we need to do is figure out what's going to be best for us as individuals and wake up as many people along the way as we can. And I think that I can probably find in one day 10 articles that are proponents of gold and silver and precious metals, 10 articles that aren't, 10 articles that are proponents of cryptocurrencies, even though there's like 880 of them out there, and a minimum will survive after the whatever washout period or bubble bursts on them. So you really got to invest in your skill sets and land and acreage and rural property and being debt free and solar and learning new ways of living. Vince?
Well, it's not easy. Class, you're going to, if you're going to join this lifestyle, you're going to have to do some homework.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I've got a comment. It's kind of on a lighter side of what we're talking about, but it will illustrate what's happening in the United States of America. Now, many, if not most people, will grin and bear it, but a few don't. What am I talking about? Okay. some people go to the movie theater. So how much does a movie theater ticket cost? Well, the current average movie theater ticket cost in the United States is $8.12. But some pay more, even double, for upgraded features such as 3D movies or premier seating. Okay. Next, how much does it cost to eat these overpriced snacks at a movie theater? Well, for the AMC Corporation, a large, and I'm going to round these numbers, okay? For small popcorn, which is almost free to make, literally, I'm not kidding. Popcorn has the highest percentage markup of any item that you could consume that I could think of. A small popcorn at AMC is between $6 and $7. I'm rounding these numbers. Medium popcorn is $7 to $8. Large, $8 to $9. What are we talking about? Popcorn. All right, so let's say we might want something different. Let's say a large popcorn in a drink. It'd be almost $15. This is not for a family of five. This is one large popcorn and one large drink. Large popcorn and two drinks, about $21. If you wanted movie nachos and a large drink, $13. If you want a child's popcorn, a drink, and Fruity Tooty, that would be between $7 and $10. Now, that's how much it costs to go to the movie theater. Well, here's something interesting. So this woman decided that she wasn't going to put up with that. And what she did was she had like a bowl, maybe like a salad bowl, but this thing was polystyrene. So she put this bowl under her sweatshirt, and it made her look pregnant. So in this bowl,
I can hear it right now. People, the man in the background, I'm not the father. I'm not the father. Pardon me. I digress.
So this woman has this big bowl, and she's holding it up as if there's, you know, a lot of weight in here. It's like, gosh, this child, this unborn child, getting heavy, and she's got her snacks in there so she can go to the movie and enjoy her snacks. Now, what are some of the problems? Well, can you bring your own food to AMC Corporation, the Movie Theater Corporation, which is the largest in the country? Well, some people can bring their food in, but AMC Entertainment Incorporated, one of the country's largest movie chains, has an outright ban on bringing your own food into the movie theater. But some people say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. The point I'm trying to make is that this young woman who is appearing to be pregnant because she's got her snacks in this bowl that makes her look pregnant is doing so because of the high cost of going to the movie theater. Okay? She's not willing to put up with a large popcorn and a large drink at $15, which is insane unless you are above the bottom 93%. The rest of us think that that's a lot of money for popcorn. Heck, I don't know what the current cost of a 50-pound bag of unpopped popcorn is at Sam's Club, but I'll bet it's around $20 for 50 pounds of unpopped popcorn. So you can be sure that the movie theaters are making a huge profit on this. And that's just one example of how we are being fleeced by large corporations. Some people grin and bear it. Vinny doesn't grin and bear it. Vinny doesn't do that. Vinny hasn't been to a movie. I can't remember the last time I've been fleeced for a movie ticket. And, you know, I hear people talking about these movies and they go, well, it was okay. Really? So you went to the movie theater and you bought the ticket and popcorn and a drink and you've been fleeced and it was okay? Really? Don't go. Don't go. Take, heck, for less than the cost of a movie ticket, popcorn, and a drink, you can buy probably a couple cases of cans of food at Aldi. And you can prepare. And when that movie's over, and you say, well, it's just okay, it's gone. It's, what did you learn? The money's gone, and you haven't prepared. When you could have, if you had taken the family on a learning adventure and gone to Aldi's or whatever outlet has great prices on food and preparedness items. And I'm not talking about spending and squandering a fortune. I'm talking about buying food. And what's the worst thing that could happen? You'll have to eat it. That's the worst possible thing that could happen. If you buy food, and if you buy food that you like to eat. Certainly don't buy things you don't like. Because if you don't like them now, you're probably not going to like them later. So buy things that you like to eat. And please consider preparing for the long run rather than squandering for that instant pleasure of going to the movie theater. I can't, for the life of me, I can't think of a single reason to go to the movie theater. I can't. Heck, for the price of one ticket to the movie theater, starve through the movie and without the popcorn and the large drink, just the movie ticket, over $8, you could get Netflix and actually watch some videos on your home screen and learn things. Have I lost my mind, Rich Sheeban?
No. I'll be honest with you, I probably see maybe two movies in movie theaters per year. Okay. From the hip, it's total guess. And everybody I talk to, 98% of the movies absolutely stink because they're full of subliminal messaging, and often overt as well. What they're trying to do is lower the bars and standards and expectations and distract them down and divide us by groups. And distractions are so important for the elite right now, and that's why the average American spends 7 to 8 hours per day watching TV or being on their smartphone. What we need to do is bring back intellectual conversation. What we need to do is bring back some health communication and conversations. What we need to do is, what if it was restaurants? You know, there's a lot of talk about entertainment, like musicians and singers and comedians. You know, most of it who are signing the dotted line in the back room to basically carried the less agenda, which is the globalist agenda. Okay, remember I gave that little lecture about what is it liberal? Okay, it's not left-right paradigm. That's a very ideology, a very small part of it. If they take advantage of the low-information vote of the super wealthy, that's why a lot of the globalist/Democrats are of that elite class, and they socially indoctrinate the lower socioeconomic classes and give them a free phone or food stamps or whatever, and they're buying votes. If we had intellectual communication, what if every restaurant, well, not every restaurant, but certain restaurants actually brought in speakers to talk about off-grid living, self-sufficiency, and talk about topics that are politically incorrect, even have lectures on political correctness or incorrectness, and show how it's dumbed down to people with Common Core, et cetera, et cetera. People are waking up, and if we could create venues beyond talk radio where we can wake up the people. In fact, speaking of talk radio, I don't know, Vince, if you've heard of Candace Owens. She's like red pill black or red pill black pill or something. She used to be a liberal Democrat feminist just a year and a half ago. And she's a young black lady, I'm guessing, I don't know, 20, 25 years old. But she's way more articulate and eloquent in speech than me, which is not hard to do. And she totally talks about how she was demonized, discredited, and delegitimized by all mediums because she woke up and started to say it like it is. And that's what the people do. to destroy America and reward mediocrity, she says she was tired of being a victim. And they wanted to indoctrinate her because she was young, she was black, she was a Democrat, and that's the way you're supposed to be, not think outside the box or think for yourself. So she literally comes out on talk radio and says, I'm tired of being a victim. And I can tell you really want to comment on this, so please go ahead.
Well, I have to laugh. I really do. Because you're talking about having, you know, these meetings and maybe at a restaurant and getting people together and talk about politically incorrect things. And I have. As a radio broadcaster, as a farmer, I did that. I did that and as a expo promoter. I did that, and so for 5 years I did that, talked about politically incorrect things, and, you know, sometimes there were over 100 people at the meeting, sometimes there were fewer, as many as over 300 at one point, and as a result of speaking out about politically incorrect things, I got thrown out of my own meetup. the meetup group decided, they took a vote, and they threw out Norm Shealy. They decided that they didn't want to hear what he had to say, and the same people who said, you know, Dr. Shealy, I've got this ache, I've got this pain, geez, ow, that hurts, my blood pressure's high, what about this inflammation, what about this swelling, Dr. Shealy, can you help me for free? They threw him out, and then they decided, you know what, we don't need Finelli either, let's throw him out. So how does it work? Hey, by the way, I want to thank everybody in the meetup group for freeing me and setting me free so I don't waste any more time with you guys. No kidding. Boy, am I furious about all the time I wasted trying to help people and teach them. And I'm glad I'm done with it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This can be slight. One of today's hot. Watch it. Oh, God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheban, offgridmontana.com, and you can check out his book at offgridmontana.com, or you can go to amazon.com and you can order it there as well. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. But you talked about decentralization. I got a call from Craig Douglas the day before yesterday. He's one of our instructors. He said he was in the area. And I said, well, come on over. So he came over and spent the day with us. And we talked about cows, and we went for a walk. I went for about a mile walk here on the farm. And I showed him decentralization for cows. And what we do, well, we raise Angus cows here. And what we do is we let them eat the grass on fields. But we divide the fields into areas, paddocks, if you will, where they can eat it for a while, and then we move them on to the next paddock or field, and then the next one. And so they get a chance to eat grass in a particular field or paddock for between 1 and 3 days, typically. And then we move on to the next fresh grass. And the reason for that is we want the grass to recover rather than being trampled. Now, that is decentralization. Now, we can compare that to what some of our neighbors do. And let me give you an example. So in the wintertime, we have these rolls of hay, and they weigh about 1,000 pounds apiece. Cows eat about 30 pounds of hay per day, 30 pounds. And they drink about 30 gallons of water per day. Now, this is each. So 100 cows would drink about 3,000 gallons of water total, and 100 cows would eat about 3,000 pounds of hay per day total. What some farmers do is they'll just take a roll of hay and they'll just pick it up with the front-end loader or the back spears on their tractor and drop it in the field and let the cows eat it. And what happens is all the cows are in a circle, the hay is in the middle, and you have cow poop that looks like a donut around the bale of hay. And they might drop three bales of hay if they have 100 cows. They'll have three donuts with cow poop and destroyed grass under the cow's hooves. What we do is we unroll the hay in as much as an eighth of a mile strips. One roll of hay would cover about an eighth of a mile, 5 feet wide. And we let them eat it, and some will stand in the hay, but most will be on either side of the hay, and they'll poop on either side of the hay, fertilizing the field. The next roll doesn't go there. It goes in a new strip that they haven't stepped on yet. And then the next roll after that goes in a new strip. So we'll feed them three times a day, 1,000 pounds of hay per feeding, three times a day, and they fertilize the field. And that's decentralization. So when it rains, that those cow pies don't pollute the streams and waterways as much, and nowhere near as much, as the other method, which concentrates the cow pies in these donut rings. That's decentralization. It doesn't smell. If you take the donut rings, that really smells. Okay? But not what we do. So decentralization is a really good thing. So I just wanted to give an analogy, another example of what decentralization is with cows. Now, if you take a city and you're all centralized into one city where about 90% of people live, what do you do with all that cow manure? Man, oh man, that's a big problem, right? Because it's centralized. Well, actually, it's not cow manure, is it? It would be human manure. Your thoughts, Rich?
Well, that's why hepatitis and a lot of diseases are on the increase, because there's so many people living in an urban suburban area. But there are people who are listening. People are tired of the cookie cutter follower politically correct subdivision mentality. And I'm reading articles that young people, millennials, are going to rural America and doing organic gardening. So people are waking up and realizing that they need to control their own destiny, Vince.
And millennials who are paying attention to us and listen to what we say and understand what we say are agreeing with us. They're saying, you're right. You're absolutely right. We need to pay attention and we need to take control of our own destinies. And I'm so glad that they're doing that. Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us, sharing your non-replaceable time every Monday.
Always my pleasure.
Thank you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.